Amen. Bezat Hashem. So, tefillah. Last week we learned, right, that tefillah is to, it's not necessarily to ask and to request, that is a part of it, but it's mainly to connect to the source and to reach, or to download what's called mochin. Download the intellect, the ability to go through life, and everything that you experience in life, you see Hashem in it, and you get closer and closer and closer and closer. The ability, that brain power, to see the truth of every single situation in life that you're going through, and to be able to tap into Hashem more and more and more and more. So when I come to tefillah, it's not necessarily that I have to be the best at my kavanot and intentions and everything, and I have to pronounce everything perfectly. That's true. You have to do that work to try your best, right? But if you didn't, you still stood in front of the King. You had more time with Hashem Yitbarach. You had more face-to-face time with Hashem, more interaction with Hashem. You've deepened your connection to Hashem. Your relationship with Hashem is stronger now after every single tefillah, right? Now, right, so on one hand, I'm coming to connect to Hashem. Within that, obviously, if I have a connection to Hashem, and I'm coming from a place of I'm trying to download the light of Hashem and be able to reveal Hashem in the whole world, then I can ask, I have more zchut to ask for things that I maybe need in this world to fill up some lacks, right? Because I'm closer, as they say. Right? With that said, now, we're going to go deeper. We're going to start to see, today we have quite a technical shiur, very meditative, very beautiful, and we're going to have to try to pay attention as best as possible, but b'zehat Hashem b'siyata d'ishwaya. So we're in B'yam Darkecha, Tefillah, still in the first chapter, page Resh Tet Vav. B'chol madrega tzirich la'amik la'gdil et emunah. Every single level, we have to go deeper and expand our emunah. And this is not only for the people that are on some kind of spiritual level. Ela kol yehudi, every single Jew, l'fi madregato, according to where they're at, every single Jew, no matter where they are, no matter what situation they're in spiritually, you can start to go into this work of what's called recognizing the unity of Hashem. For example, Yehudi she'tfilato hi beikar al tzrachav, a Jew that the main reason he prays is because I need this, I need this, I need this, I want this. Things where they need. V'zohi madregato l'fi matzavo, this is his level according to where they're at, right? And obviously, If a person needs something, it's a very lofty thing that they turn to Hashem for that thing. But if the tefillah is completely about the person, like we learned last time, then it's a very external form of connection to Hashem. It's if it's all about me and what I need. But this person's at that level. Azai mitoch habakashot anisachot lo. So then from within those requests that he makes, that he needs of Hashem, you can strengthen yourself with simple emunah in those places. When you're asking Hashem for things that you need in this world, you can strengthen your emunah there, that you know that everything's from Hashem. And Hashem's the only one doing anything. Because you have to ask for the things that you really need with your whole heart. But contemplate and feel. What is the internal aspect of what you're really requesting? From within the request, you start to feel in your heart, everything that you have, all that you have, it's all from Hashem. And Hashem provides for all. It's only in Hashem's hand to give to the person their needs. Because there's no power in the world besides Hashem. In this kind of way, even though that the main aspect of your prayer is on what you need, it's on your personal needs. From this, even though you're praying mainly for your own needs, from this you come and you merit to what's called mochin. Mochin is, again, moach is the word brain, right? Intellect. You merit to intellect. And for a recognition and for a stronger feeling, the stronger feeling of how Hashem rules His world, and that Hashem is the one that's giving everything. And there's another Jew, a Jew that he's holding at Ava, ira and dveikut. He's holding at love for Hashem, awe of Hashem, clinging to Hashem. Vosek asuk kol hayom, his whole entire day, he's filled up with la'gishet Hashem yitbarach, to feel Hashem. Azay bekoach ha'tfilah yosif yamik b'zeh. So then by way of prayer, you'll go deeper and deeper. Just to explain, right? The first kind of person is, I pray to Hashem when I need something. Right? That person, he needs to find from within his requests of Hashem, the pnimiut of what he's running to do. The fact that internally, in the deepest way, what is he saying? Hashem, I need something, but I'm only turning to you. I know it's only from you. I know you're the only one that can do this. I know you're the only one that can help me. No human in the world can help me, only you. Only you, right? So, from your physical needs that you're requesting, or even your spiritual, right? But it's focused on you. So that you're already now, from that, at least find the internal aspect of that, right? Now then there's another Jew that he's holding already in Ava, Ira, Dvikut. He's holding it, clinging to Hashem, trying every day to go deeper. So now how does he connect more in his tefillah, right? It's a higher level, of course. And how does he do it? By way of his tefillah, you go deeper and deeper. Like, for example, he says, "Bebarech Aleinu," when you say the prayer for the blessing of the year, "Yagish Hashem Ahuvi Barchenu," Hashem, my love, bless us. Right? Go deeper, like Hashem, like Abba, please give us Shefa this year. You know, like there in when you're coming there, it's about Hashem, right? You're turning to Hashem. It's not about Hashem, I'm asking you for this. It's like Hashem, wow. Blessing for Shefa, for Parnasa this year. Shem, Abba, I love you, please, bring it down, right? V'chen v'shar madrigot, and also too on the rest of the levels. Atzad ha'shaveh shebekulam, what's the equal point in all of these? Shekol echad lefimot ha'katova matzav agashat libo bezman ha'tfila. Everybody according to their level, and according to the stage of their emotional level, when in their heart, when they're coming to pray, it needs to be that the prayer, that when you come to do tefillah, right, it gives you an additional level of recognition in your intellect. Specifically in your head, you should be coming closer. I know this now, like I know Hashem. I'm getting closer to, like, I mean, it's not an emotion. The emotions and the whole experience of this one-on-one dvikut with Hashem should bring to your brain that your brain is more aware. This is drilled in more. And an additional level of feeling in your heart. And from every single tefillah, you will now become a more elevated person. And a person who understands this, Azai yelo tamid, then constantly this person will have tam vecheshek v'tfilah. He will always have pleasantness and a reason and a desire to pray. Ki mivin shebechol tfilah, because he understands in every single prayer, tia ech shetia, no matter how that prayer comes out to be in the end result, u'mitoromem u'mitkerev, I understand now that I'm being elevated and I'm being brought closer to Hashem. Now we're going to get a little bit deeper. והנה, אם זוכה ומאיר לו דבקות והרגשות והשם יתברך בכל ליבו, בוודאי אין למעלה מזה. But, right, if you merit to feel this illumination of dvekut and feelings and emotions in your whole entire heart, for sure there's nothing above that. Right? There is nothing above feeling dvekut when you come to pray. אבל כדי לזכות לעלות, but in order to merit to ascend with that, בכל תפילה כראוי, but to ascend properly with every single prayer, והשגת והרגשת השם יתברך, with more comprehension, more acquisition, more feeling in Hashem, כדאי מאוד להתרגל לכוון על פי הסדר הסולם. It's very, very beneficial for everybody to start to have intentions according to the sulam, according to the ladder. ומכוון כנגד דלת העולמות. And this is in a correspondence to the four worlds. I'm going to read the chapter and then we're going to go into the footnote that takes us through this whole crazy experience. So stick around for that. והם דלת מדרגות היסודות בעבודת השם יתברך. They are the four fundamental levels in the service of Hashem. First is קבלת עול. To take upon yourself Torah and mitzvot. I have to do this. Shem commanded me to do something, I need to do it. No questions, not like a slave, right? I accept upon myself the Torah. Next level, ahava yira v'dveikut. love, awe, and attachment and dvikut and clinging to Hashem. Next level, ishtokikut v'itlahavut, longing for and being passionate towards, like excitement towards. And then the next step is bitul, is nullifying myself and including myself into the light of Hashem. Not that I'm nothing at all, that I'm becoming some of the one. Uvechol tfila, and in every single tfila, tzrich ha'adam litapes be'elu ha'madrigot lefi kocho. A person needs to climb these levels according to their own ability and power. Ve'la'alot mi'madraga le'madraga, and to go up from level to level. Ve'lechazek ve'losif b'chol madraga, and to add more and more to every single level. Dainu, la'atchil be'argashat shel kabbalat or. First, I feel that I'm taking upon myself this commandment, these things that I need to do, the halachas of praying or whatever it is. When you feel this properly, now that I feel that I've taken upon myself this mission, now I need to start to go into the feelings of love, of awe, and discipline, and dvekut, of clinging to Hashem, and go longer and longer in feeling these things until you feel the illumination in your heart. You start to feel the emotion in your heart pumping more. And then you start to ascend to thoughts and emotions of a longing to connect more, of a passion towards it, and to contemplate on the greatness of Hashem, and start to arouse your heart to long more and more to serve Hashem with passion. And then you go to a level of bitul. And now you start to go into emotions and feelings and emotions of bitul, of self nullification. But we need to learn to feel our nefesh, to feel our soul. Where to go longer and to go deeper, and where to, you know, to shorten it up and to put a little bit of a limit. And to know how to ascend and to come down. Veshuv la'alot, and then to go up again. Ve'lo liyot mekuba, not to be set in place. Ela livdok etev, rather to check very well. Ma ve'ichan hu omed, where and how am I standing right now? Ve'ofen shiyeh mechubar im Hashem yitbarach b'lev emet, so that you'll be connected to Hashem with a true heart. And even if you're standing in the Amida, I'm in the footnote right now, you're in the Amida right now, and you're feeling that you're not able to stay in Bitul right now. You're not able to stay in the self-nullified stage. Start to feel again, from down below, and to go in again, taking upon yourself the work. And then you go slowly, slowly, all through the stages, but it has to be with the truth. It has to be with the truth. And every single word of the tefillah, the holy prayer, you can say it and feel in it every level that you need to feel. You can look at every individual word of the Shemona Esrei and start from Bitul or from Kabbalat Ol or from any level that you need to go at. If Shalom Omar betuch Kabbalat Ol, you can say it from a place of taking upon yourself the work of Hashem. V'liyuchot b'chizuk lezen, to strengthen yourself from that. Or you could say the word from a place of love and to strengthen love from that. But the main thing is that the word should come out of your mouth from a place of your feeling in your heart. Back in the book, for example, Im Adam Roe Piton Shehuschad Dato, all of a sudden you catch that you lost your train of thought in the Amida, when I fell and you fell, as I yetchil shuv milemata lefi haseder, then you start again from the bottom, Kabbalat Ol, taking upon myself the yoke of heaven, love, fear or awe, and dvekut, right? And then passion to connect and then excitement. And then bitul. Start again, every time you fall. Ubezrat Hashem, and with the help of Hashem, Adam shitpalel lefi seder dalet hamadregot, a person who prays according to these four levels, which we're going to explain very shortly, yizkeh b'meshech hazman lirot shinui letova b'madregato. You will see a positive change in your level. V'gam yitvosef lo cheshe gadol betfilah. And you're also going to start to really want to pray. You're going to really want to have a desire to pray. Now, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to go back page, and we're going to go into the footnote where we're going to explain exactly what are these levels that we're talking about. Bezrat Hashem. So there's a chapter in this book that we haven't gone through yet that's called Bitul. There, this is where it's mainly explained, but Be'ezat Hashem, we're going to go through here according to the prayers. When we say the Korbanot in the morning, okay? Akedat Yitzchak, Korbanot, all of those things, Elu Advarim, Ktoret, when we're saying all of that, we are in the world of Asiya. What's the world of Asiya? It's the lowest world, the world of action. Shinyano Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. There you are taking upon yourself the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. You are taking upon yourself that you are a Jew and you were commanded with Torah and Mitzvot. Whether you like it, you don't like it, you want to wake up for Shacharit, you don't want to wake up, right? You're dealing with Shechting, with the Akedah of Yitzchak, you're dealing with bounding down all of these things of this world, right? That's exactly what you're doing there. Bringing your animal side closer to Avodat Hashem. And the incense and everything is all about this idea, right? Of taking upon yourself in this physical world the will of Hashem. Shazayin yan a korban, this is the idea of the sacrifices of the korban, of the bringing closer, right? Shadam kofeu makrib et atzmo likanes la'avodah. That a person forces himself, and so to say, sacrifices himself to go into the work. V'tzarich la'agish et zeh belibo, you need to feel this in your heart. V'lechazek et kabbalat ol shelo, and to strengthen this kabbalat ol, this idea that's called kabbalat ol, taking upon yourself the work. Shelo lachlit la'asot et retzon, and to decide to do the will of Hashem, gam bli cheshek v'gam bli la'avin, also without the desire to do it, and also without understanding, v'liot eved ne'eman, and to be a faithful servant, a faithful slave, ha'oseh et retzon malko, that does the will of his king, bli cheshbonot, without any calculations. And then we get into Psukei de Zimra, right? Hodu and Baruch Shamar, right? אנחנו נמצאים בעולם היצירה. Then we go into the world of יצירה, the world of formation. שעניינו, the idea there is, להתעלות ברגשות הלב להשם דברך. To start to elevate myself by way of the emotions of the heart towards Hashem. Which, what are the main emotions of the heart? אהבה, יראה ודבקות. Love, awe, and the combination of the two, which is דבקות, which is clinging to Hashem. Right? חסד, גבורה, תפארת. Nitzachon, hoda'a, v'itkashut. Also, netzach od yesod, which is overcoming, tenacity, I'm going to be successful. Hoda'a is recognizing that everything is from Hashem. And yesod, itkashut, to be connected to Hashem in everything that I'm going to. V'argashot elu, mitorot b'miyuchad, these emotions are specifically aroused. Mitoch mizmorei Adonenu David HaMelech. They are mainly aroused by way of the songs of our master, David HaMelech. And when we get to Kiryat Shema and the blessings of Kiryat Shema, then we go into the world of Bria. We're going into the world of creation, the world of thoughts. There is the world of contemplation, of passion, of longing to Hashem. There we mention the work of all of the angels that were working with flames and passion and contemplating on Yetziat Mitzrayim, right, in the Shema, and in the blessings. With Tfilat Amida, and then we get to the Amida, the Shmona Esre. Then we're standing, Kivyochol Be'olam Atzilut. There we're standing in the world of Atzilut, of closeness, of, what's the world? Eminence? I don't know. Yeah, something like that? Atzilut, basically. Sheshama Avodahi Litbatel Lifnei Hashem Yitbarach. There the work is to nullify myself in front of Hashem, to be included into Hashem. מתוך הכרה שאין שום דבר חוץ ממנו, from a recognition that there is nothing besides Hashem. ולכך, and therefore, לפני שעומד להתפלל, before I go to start to pray, the עמידה, ופרט כשאומר תהילות לאל עליון, from the part where you stand up after the Shema, תהילות לאל עליון, you're preparing yourself, the Shekhinah is coming down, from there, start to go deeper in your contemplation and recognize that there's nothing besides Hashem, blessed be He. And when you say, Adonai sefatai tiftach ufi yagid tehilatecha, when you start to say, Hashem, open my lips, right? And my mouth will sing your praise, will say your praise, start to contemplate that the whole entire ability and power that I have to speak, urak me'et Hashem yitbarach, it's only by way of Hashem. V'yivshar la'amod lifnei kisei kvodo, and it's impossible to stand in front of His throne of honor. אלא בכוח סייעתא דשמיא מלמעלה, only by way of help from Hashem, from heaven, from up above, וכביכול, and so to say, השכינה היא המדברת דרך גרונו. So to say, the Shekhinah is the one that's speaking through your throat. And then from that point on, the whole entire Tfilat Amidah, we merit to bitul, to nullify ourselves in front of Hashem, with a deeper recognition of the unity of Hashem. This is the depth of the whole entire idea of Tfilah. To increase the recognition that everything is in the hand of Hashem. Everything that's happening to me, it's only done by Hashem. There's nothing besides Hashem. Every single thing that's going on in the world, and specifically my whole entire reality and all of my actions, are only vessels to reveal Him, blessed be He, more and more from a place of proximity, of closeness, and immense closeness to Hashem. V'achal Amidah, and after the Amidah, now we start to go and we start to come back down all of the world, and the path is Ashrei Uval Etzion. Right? Ashrei and Uval Etzion, that's the world of Bria. Like we had Shema Yisrael in the Brachot, right? That was Bria. So now Ashrei and Uval Etzion is Bria again. Shir Shel Yom Ba'olam HaYetzira, when you start to say the song of the day, that's the world of Yetzira. And the Ktoret is in Asiya. V'akavana b'irida zohi, and the intention on the come down is to drill this new comprehension, this new level that I acquired into my life. Meaning, to increase my contemplation and my passion in the world of Bria, and the love and the fear and the dveikut in the world of Yetzira, and my ability to take upon myself the will of Hashem in the world of Asiya. Because by way of a person ascending, in an eternal felt way, that everything is only from Hashem. And the more a person is connected to Hashem and reveals Hashem in the world, the more you connect and the more you contemplate and the more you feel that you're with Hashem and you're revealing Hashem in the world, then every level that you're going up, you're feeling it more and more and more. And it's being done from a deeper, more strengthened place. And after that we say, Aleinu L'Shabeach. We get to Aleinu L'Shabeach, that is the protection of all of the light and everything that we acquired. V'ze na'asa al-yadei she'adam makir. It's done by way of a person recognizing two things. Everything that I got, everything that I just acquired in my prayer, it's all a gift from Hashem. Like it's, we say, Aleinu L'Shabeach V'Leodot, is upon us to praise and to thank, to admit that Hashem is what gave us this, right? Second thing, Shekama Shezachad L'Asig, as much as you merited to acquire, you are still very, very far. You have so much more to ascend. Where do we see this from? The intention here is that I'm far and I still have much more to do. Is that thank you, Hashem, that you didn't make me like the nations of the land that are bowing down to false to idols, right? So to say, what are we saying by that? That it's a recognition that everything I got, it's nothing without the help from up above, that we weren't of those of the world that are confused and going after vanity, going after nonsense. We, though, are still very far from the end point of what is comprehension of Hashem. Right? Thank you, Hashem, that we're not there. Right? But that's already just a blessing from you, that you didn't make me one of them. That you brought me into this amazing life, right? But I'm still far, 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 far away from comprehending what is Hashem. ובנוסף, and additionally, יש בו את הקבלת כל המדרגות למעשה, and עלינו לשבח, we have all of the levels that we spoke about, of taking upon yourself, love, fear, and dvekut, and of passion, and longing, and of bitul. We have it all in Alenu Shabach. Yakiru v'yideu, they will recognize and they will know. That is Tosefet Asaga v'Hakara B'Secha. That is an additional recognition and comprehension in the intellect. Lechaticha kol berech, to you every knee will bow. Tosefet Argasha, that's an additional feeling. V'kablu kulam et ol malchutecha, and everybody will receive the yoke of your kingship. That's an addition in my actions, in Tosefet ol malchut shamayim, in taking upon myself the work of the heavens. V'kamuvan, and for sure, ein ze shayach rak letfilat shachrit. This is not only for shacharit, ela gam b'shar ha'tfilot tzrich likanes le'elu avodot. Also in all of the prayers, we have to go into these works. Shem kalilut kol ha'madrigot. This is the all-encompassing of all of the levels that you have in prayer. Kefish mitbar b'divrei Arizal, as is explained in the words of the Arizal. And we have a little bit more. It's long, but Zat Hashem, we have koach. Yeah? Okay, because it's a good place to stop after this. So we're in the second footnote here. Shin Ayin Dal. Nun Bed. Yeshu Alim. There's those that say, right? This is a very important part right now. There's those that say, if I'm going to be dealing with all of this emotions in my tefillah, how in the world am I intending the simple meaning of the words, which is halacha? Right? There's simple words that I have to say. So if I'm dealing with all of this emotion and all of this elevating levels, how am I really contemplating the simple meaning of the word that's right there in front of me? Answer is, שצריך לעסוק בהרגשות הללו באופן של אור מקיף. Everything that we just spoke about, we have to be dealing with this aspect of that's called Or Makif. The encompassing light that surrounds me, it's not internalized, it's the light that's hovering up around me. Meaning, קודם שמתחיל, before I start, יתבונן ויחשוב וירגיש, contemplate and think and feel, ואז, and then, מתוך הרגשה, from an emotion, from a feeling, ייכנס לומר את המילים בכוונה בכל מילה. From there, go into saying the words with full intention in every word. באופן שבכלליות הוא עדיין מרגיש את הרגשות. In general, you still feel the emotion. כי יש באדם כוח הרגשה כללית, because a person has the ability to have a general emotion, מלבד המחשבה הפרטית, separate from the individual thought. A person could be in an overall happy mood, right, and then see something sad, and it doesn't ruin his happy mood. He recognizes the sad thing, and goes back to his happy mood, right? So your general vibe doesn't need to be messed up because of individual thoughts. So before you come to start to say something, contemplate the work that you need to do, and then while you're still feeling that feeling in your heart, go now and say the words, and intend to say the words, you're still having this general emotion that you prepared before you started to say the words. כמו חתן בחתונתו, like a חתן, like a groom in his wedding, שהתרגשות הכללית אינה עוזבת אותו. The general excitement doesn't leave him. אף שבפרטות הוא צריך להתייחס לאנשים, even though individually he has to pay attention to different people, he has to say hi to everybody in the room, that general feeling of מחתן doesn't leave him. ודאי שיש זמן שמתחזקת הרגשה הכללית, and there's for sure a time that general feeling of being a חתן, of being a groom, gets strengthened. And there's times that within the wedding, that emotion is brought down as well. But in general, you have both of them at once. A chatan is a chatan. Right? There's times you're dancing, there's times you're crying. But that emotion of being a chatan is that same emotion. It includes just those two sides. And in order to be successful, to hold on to this, you can stop in the middle, to strengthen your emotions, and then to continue. But the truth is, though, after you get used to this, you can manage to be successful sometimes, that all of the understandings and all of the contemplations and the feelings that you're having, they're not something external to the words of the prayer that I'm saying. This is the internal aspect of all of the words that I'm saying. Every single word has its own individual intention. For example, Adam Shomer Lechavero, a person who says to his friend, Tuchal Leavi Li Bevakasha Kos Mayim, can you please give me a cup of water? Munach Bepnimiyut Varav Shehu Omer Bezeh Ani Tameh. What is he internally saying? I'm thirsty. Internally, can I have a cup of water? He's expressing, I am thirsty, right? That's the pnimiyut of what he's saying. It's mamash munach b'dvarav. It's mamash, it's right there in his words. Ad she'achar kach, until afterwards, yuchal lifnot lechavero v'lomar, amarti lecha she'ani tameh. Even to the point that afterwards he could say to his friend, I told you I was thirsty. Right? Like, it's so there that the way he says, can I have a cup of water, that like you could even say, wow, I told you I was so thirsty. And it's just there. It's so clear in the words. Even though he didn't say that b'meforash, he didn't say that outright. Even though that's the case, he didn't say the words, I'm thirsty. That was clearly his intention. That was clearly the depth behind the words that he was saying. Until that it's so to say, even you could say that this is what he said. These are not two different things. This is the internal and the external aspect of the same idea. And if that's the case, then it's possible to think and to feel both of them together. For example, when a person says the pasuk in the morning, then he slaughtered him on the side of the mizbeach, on the northern side of the mizbeach, in front of Hashem. When you say the pasuk. Then, even though externally, what am I talking about? A korban in the Beit HaMikdash. And in the pnimiyut of the word veshachat, and he slaughtered, is that a person is slaughtering, right, his desires with gvura, with might, in the honor of Hashem. You say that right in the beginning of the tefillah, right? You don't. You would rather be sleeping or doing something else, right? If we were really to be human, right? But you say that. That's why Chazal made that we say the pasuk, the shachat, and you slaughtered your desires right now in order for the honor of Hashem. Or betefillat Amida, or if we give an example from the Amida, the Shmona Yisrael, kasher Adam Omer Hagadol Agibor VeAnora. The great and the mighty and the wonder and the wonderful, the awesome. The chitzoniut, externally, what are you saying? These are words of praise to Hashem. Shu gadol gibor venora, that Hashem is great, he's mighty, and he is awesome. Omlam pnimiyut hu shehu itbarach. Internally though, what are we saying? That Hashem itbarach v'chutz mimenu en klum, that it's all Hashem and besides him there's nothing. And how is that expressed? In the fact that Hashem is great, mighty, and awesome. And whoever understands that, whoever understands that, then the meaning of the words, they're much deeper. When you understand that there's the external part of the word, and then there's the internal aspect. So Hashem is great, He's mighty, and He's awesome. What does that mean? That there's nothing in the world besides Hashem. That is, everything is Hashem. Ein od milvado. V'oto mida, in the same measure. Efshar lomar milim elu, you can say these words. V'largish b'pnimiyutam hagashot la'Hashem itbarach. You can say these words and feel internally emotions to Hashem. Da'inu lomar gadol ha'gibor v'anora. To say the word hagadol ha'gibor v'anora. V'largish sheze omer li lehov v'lira v'lidabek bo. What am I saying? Hagadol, that means I want to love Hashem. Chesed, it's expansion, love. Hagibor, mighty. Gvura, it's the gimel bet resh, it's right there, so I have to have awe of Hashem. V'anora, and the awesome, that's dveikut, to cling to Hashem. So you can even go deeper, right? You're saying these words, Hashem is great, mighty, and awesome. I love Hashem. I have to have awe of Hashem, and I'm clinging to Hashem. Od zod nasif lomar, we can even add more and say, shebechol bakashot shebitfilah, in all of the requests of the prayer, yicholim l'argish b'pnimiyutam, we can feel internally, et hargashat habitul, the feeling of bitul. L'dugma, for example, ata chonen l'adam da'at, you provide for a person da'at, consciousness. Pashtut ha'kavanahi, simply what are we saying? Shashamit barach, Hashem is who gives a person consciousness. Aval pnimiyut hamilim hi. What is internally what we're saying? What do the words mean internally? Shakol ze rak Hashem yitbarach, that everything is only Hashem. Vadat hi shelo atzmo. The dat, the consciousness that I have myself, is His. Ve'az mevakshim, and then we say, chonenu mitecha chochma bina vedat. Provide for us from you chochma bina and dat. Right? Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Chitzoniyut habakashahi, the external request is, ten lanu dat, give me consciousness, give me intellect. Aval pinyutahi, internally, what is it? Tegaled darkenu et hadat, reveal by way of us dat, reveal by way of us your godly consciousness in the world. Ki be'etzem hi rak shelcha, because at its core, it's only yours. Ve'anachnu enenu davar le'atzmenu, we are nothing to ourselves. Ela anu mevakshim liyot tzinor, we are asking to be a pipeline. Legalot et hadat, to reveal dat, to reveal godly consciousness. Kach she'akavanot shel dalet ha'madregot, so by way of this, you can now apply the four levels. Einam kavana nosefet, it's not, there's some, not some additional intention. She'alula lebabelet ha'kavana, that's meant to now, or that has the ability or the potential to confuse my intentions of the simple meaning of the words. They are the internal intention of the words. So, Mizat Hashem, there's a. That's it for now, Mizat Hashem. But I'll wait, this last one. This is the last one on the left. Avodah lefi seder madrigot. The work is according to the levels. There's a few benefits to this, right? Just to give a little push for us all to try to apply this more. One, first benefit of this. Zehu ha-seder ha-nachon. This is the proper order. Shel pnimiyut ha-avodah v'atfilah. This is the proper order of the internal aspect of prayer. This is the most fitting way to build your nefesh, to build up your soul. Two, it does help you to pay attention more. Obviously, in the beginning, it could be confusing. When you start to get this, it will help you to pay a lot more attention. Because when it's clear to a person what I'm doing, that in I'm saying in Baruch She'amar, I'm starting to work now on my love and my fear and my dveikut. When I'm in this part, I'm sorry. When the order is clear to me, מה לעשות ולא לחשוב ולא להרגיש, what to think and what to do and what to feel. Mm-hmm. Now it starts to give me. I'm getting to that part where I start to get passion to Hashem, right? And now it's going to help me to be focused. Three, באופן שזה שחוזרים על ההבנות והרגשות, by the way that I start to return and go over again the understandings and the emotions again and again. And they start to be strengthened, these emotions, and they start to get built properly. It's like a muscle, right? The more I contemplate my love for Hashem, when I'm in Pesukei Dezimra, I'm saying Hallelujah, and I'm starting to think, thank you Hashem, I love you Hashem, right? The more I start to do that, as Yeshim Hashem, I'm working on my Gvura, all these different things, the more I start to do that, the more these muscles of Emuna, and of Bitachon, and Ahava, and Hira, and Dveikut, and Ishtokikut, and Bitul, they start to be strengthened as well. So Bizat Hashem, Bisyata Dishmaya, we all understand Bizat Hashem, you can listen to this again and again to try to, you know, to download this more and more, but this is the idea of what we're doing when we come to pray, Shachrit, Arvit, Mincha, all of them, and Bizat Hashem, may we climb the ladder successfully. Amen. Bizat Hashem.